listening to the H-Train Show.
H-Train Show!
But that was awesome!
You ain't seen nothing yet!
I'm two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to the H-Train.
The world needs to know about this fantastic show that gives back to veterans.
My brothers and sisters, and I love you, and I appreciate all that you've done, all that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Make some donations, help us out. We're also looking to feature you on the show. We want to talk to you, so give us a call. We'd love to have you on the show.
Teach some of the knuckleheads out there.
So my name is Melissa Stockwell. I am a retired Army officer and an above the knee amputee on my left side. I am a Paralympian, a world champion in the sport of triathlon, and I currently live in Colorado, a mom of two, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
All right. All right.
All right.
Okay. There we go. There we go. Got the mic working on the thing. Hey, everybody! It's Monday Night Live! And we are here broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in Denver, Colorado. We here are...
I'm sorry, what? Say that all over again?
I was trying to be like, you know, like wrestling, you know, and I just lost it. Welcome to another edition of the H-Train Show. We're here. Our only mission is to show veterans and the men and women of our great nation all the programs out there that are beyond the VA. What are you guys grinning about?
I hit a button, and it worked.
Yeah.
Look, we're on camera now on Instagram. Bam!
Yeah.
What up?
What I was laughing about earlier is, like, you totally didn't do the intro. Like, they didn't get to see any of that on Instagram. Thanks.
Aw. Holly worked so hard on it.
Thanks, intern.
Holly worked so hard on that intro. It's pretty awesome too. And I do love Fly Above Fire.
And Instagram for the third week gets screwed out of the intro.
It's the third week that we've
done
that?
Third week, yeah.
We are not good at this.
I was gone for one of those weeks.
We could be replaced at any second.
Like that.
And by that I mean
there's
no shot of us getting replaced whatsoever. No one wants this job.
Right.
Well, you had the job. You had the job, and you're not very good at it.
Where are you going to find someone that can click this button the way I can?
Where?
Name a place.
Between both of you, I would think that, you know, you teamwork.
We did. We got it running. Look at us. See? Look, there I am.
Howdy.
Hi, Instagram.
But no intro.
Baby steps.
How was your Thanksgiving, man?
I worked. So it was okay. How about yours?
Well, it was good. Oh, and I forgot to tell everybody. We've already gave the intro. We've already told you that, you know, this is the H-Train Show, and our mission is showing veterans all the programs out there beyond the VA. Now it's time for me to say, my name's H-Train.
And I'm Rob.
Thank you so much for riding with us.
All aboard!
Okay, so, with that being said.
Tell me about your Thanksgiving. So, no that lie, no poop, no lie, there you were. You and Mrs. H, up to your nuts and turkey.
It was all right. She has a different idea of the holidays kind of thing. And, Yeah, we kind of got in. We got in a fight either
on Thanksgiving Day.
It was either Saturday or Sunday. It was all that convulsion, you know, a holiday spirit, and yeah. So we got kind of a fight, and when it's doing this, that means Instagram is hearing it like twice. Remember, intern, I said watch the levels.
Yes, sir.
Hey, wait, they're hearing us twice. How did they get that lucky?
Because he has two mics on instead of just the one.
And they're hearing us twice?
Yeah.
That's and they're getting it for free?
Yeah.
Instagram, you got two for the price of none. Look at you guys. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Normally.
Well, hey, listeners, tell us how your Thanksgiving was. That's what we want to know. How's your Thanksgiving? You can hit us up on the Total Text Talk Line at 720-619-0627. The lines are open.
The lines are open. What are you a canned cranberry sauce kind of guy or a homemade cranberry sauce?
I am a no cranberry sauce kind of guy.
You don't eat cranberry sauce?
Oh no.
Huh?
Homemade.
Really? So we had a friend that brought some homemade cranberry sauce to our place, and I've been having it on my turkey sandwiches for the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. It's really good on turkey sandwiches. Whoa, hey, that's cool. Let's do that again.
Just hold on a second.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Can I push a button?
So what I did was I turned on our intern's mic so that he could say.
Oh, so you can talk to me now?
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, he brought his controller.
I did.
His Xbox controller. We're not going to plug it into anything.
Right. We're just going
to
let it roll.
You're doing great. You're winning.
Yes.
You're totally winning.
Yes.
So how was the first married Thanksgiving?
It was good. You know, considering current world events going on, you know, pandemic.
Oh.
It was definitely smaller than...
There's a pandemic going on?
Wait, I thought you were talking about the death of Sean Connery, but keep talking.
Well, that too. That's very high on my list, though. No one talked about it, really. It's kind of sad. But it was great. You know, we were supposed to have
he's
a lot of people
English,
over.
He's bloody English, that's why.
I believe he's a Scot, but anyway.
Oh, is he really? Okay.
All right. Yeah, you know, we were supposed to have a lot of people over, but ended up just being me, the wife... the father-in-law and his girlfriend.
Okay,
and then
cool.
My mom started to get sick, so she stayed home.
Uh-oh.
But she's good. It wasn't Rona.
She ain't got the Rona.
She just had some sniffles, huh? So she was just trying to be precautious and courteous of others. So it was just the four of us and had a small Thanksgiving, too much food. It was good.
So I came home, and my wife had made this really cool-looking like plate for me, and she stuck it in the microwave, and so it was there when I got home that night. And I came home, took that plate out of the microwave, put it into the fridge, went over and poured myself a wild turkey.
Ooh, okay.
Had two of those.
Ooh.
And suddenly, I didn't care that it was Thanksgiving anymore.
And I was full.
And she was irritated.
I'm sure I'll get there on like the fifth Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, liquor you know? Did help this weekend.
Yes, it does help. That's what it's there for. That's why it exists. I get it.
It's marriage control.
So, true confession time.
Okay.
I cracked open that bottle that you gave me.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It was really good. I liked it. So, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And the best part of it, it was like totally aged.
Yes, it most certainly was.
Yeah.
Or is. I haven't finished the bottle, thank God. But
was
yeah.
it like too aged to where...
No, it was perfect. Okay. I don't think you can overage. Did you see the story about the guy that found a whole bunch of whiskey bottles, Prohibition era whiskey bottles?
I did see that.
Is that amazing?
That
or
is crazy. In the side of his house?
Yes.
Pulling back paneling?
Yes.
Insane.
Dude, I just want to taste it.
It'd be. I bet you it's delicious.
I'll bet it's incredible.
I would be okay having it.
Dude... why can't I like find that in my house built in 1986?
Right. Why can't I find that secret room with the safe that has a Nazi code or something?
Every once in a while, some of those stories are super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I forget the website I follow those on. But like, yeah, somebody finds a safe like buried in a wall in their house, and they start working on cracking it open. You're like, ooh, I wonder what's in it. And you know, sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's like thousands of dollars and
right.
things like that. You know. Yeah, exactly. Nazi area bullet. Yon,
exactly.
I never get that lucky. I'd see like Storage Wars. I'd be that guy that bought Storage War and all it was.
I'd have a mattress. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Stained mattress. Yeah.
Some gross, like, all right. Can I get my refund?
A please? Guitar with no strings totally, on it.
Dude, I totally think any of those reality shows, I really think that they're staged.
100%.
I had a friend who was a support for, what was that, National Geographic's Wild, whatever, Frontier Wild, outside, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, I grew up watching that show, and he talked about how his dad would provide guide services for that show and stuff like that, and it was total bogus. Like, really? You'd see them, like, trucking across the tundra and stuff on skis and poles and, wow, you know, with a polar bear it's chasing them. And
on the foothills?
It's exactly what it was, dude. Like,
that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really was. They had, like, the trailer and stuff all set up and, you know, pizza delivered. And
so me
like
and the new wife who started watching Survivor again, and we're both like, let's do that. Or the Amazing the Race. I wonder how that Survivor actually again. Is.
Is it back on the on TV?
They just put, like, two seasons on Netflix. It's like...
Oh, there. So it's older.
Yeah, it's older. And, you know, it just kind of sparked our interest and we started watching it. I have no idea.
No. Would you participate on that show?
I think I would win the Survivor. I think I could do it.
That's a bold statement.
Sign me up, Scotty. Let's
that
go.
Is a bold
beam
statement.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Well, it's easy just to say it. Doing it, it's
I would have to get
thing.
Accepted first, you know. But well, I think I would do fine. I
can, I'm next year, I'm going to be a Denver Bronco.
Right.
You could be.
You could have been the
quarterback. You saw on Sunday what happened.
Yeah, I could be the mascot.
It's a very real possibility that you could end up as the quarterback.
No, because I'm not bigger than 6 foot.
Still could have been the quarterback.
I'm saying you got a chance.
There's not a football player on the NFL roster that the NFL player is under 6 foot.
Austin Eckler's under 6 foot, running back for the Chargers. Kyler Murray's 5'11", quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. He's drafted first overall.
How
two
he makes
years
his
ago.
Money right here.
There's some that are under 6 feet tall.
I love how not you say there's. Hey, this is how he makes his money. He hasn't even figured out how to do the OBS yet.
Hey, baby steps. I got the knowledge.
He does the talking. Nobody listens.
Right.
And there's no way to record it, but he's got the talking
the wife
part
puts
down
on
part.
The headphones all the time. You sound great, awesome. Honey. You sound crazy.
The cord is cut. Just dangling
it's
there.
Just like my Xbox controller.
Today on my show.
There's no one there.
Thursday. 2 to 3 p.m.
That's right.
The reason the why show. You're not seeing video of the intern in the video is because our computer is not big enough. But he's here.
Which is just amazing to me because the thing is gigantic. Yeah, there's a hand.
Yeah. That was for Instagram. That wasn't for all the other
I'm platforms. Sorry, Facebook. The other camera's too far. I apologize.
What's the name of your show?
The name of my show is The Swisher Show, and it's every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m., Mountain Time, 4 to 5 Eastern Time.
And it's broadcasting?
Broadcasted live.
Okay, cool. There you go.
Shameless you plug.
No, that's not shameless at all. You should be full of shame.
I'm shameful.
Yeah. Hey, never feel bad about plugging your show.
Well, if you want to hear someone talk about sports like they know about sports, tune in.
Are there any football players that are shorter than 6 feet tall?
But he's – hold up. We forgot to mention this, all right? Consider the source of how smart he is. He's a Raiders fan.
True. We went over this last week, though, on why I was a Raiders fan.
Right.
But no, that's I don't think still... we did it on air, though.
Well, on my show, me and H-Train did.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, did you really?
H-Train and I. Proper grammar. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's what matters on this show. Yeah. We don't have to remember to turn the microphones on half the time. But, yeah, that's what matters.
Video, right?
Is it 2-T-W-O or T-O-O?
Or just T-O.
Wait, was it
hey.
Was it the there, or there?
They are,
that's
actually.
Awesome, dude. Oh, I want to use proper grammar.
Well, technically,
it's an incorrect. What's your favorite dinosaur?
I don't really have a favorite dinosaur. I don't really, like, follow dinosaurs.
You didn't grow up like rawr.
No.
Dinosaurs. What?
I grew up more like, you know, like George Jetson.
I don't know what that reference is. I'm going to let that one
this
go.
This is why I keep interns in the office so I can bounce whatever you just said off of them to make sure that it wasn't just me that didn't understand what
is
you
that
just
the
said.
Flintstones? Yeah. I don't know.
You know, Jetson or whatever.
I get it now. I can see the reference.
Now it's clicking. Okay. Okay. Now I see where he was going with it.
George Jetson.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favorite dinosaur?
The bird one. I don't know what the bird one's called.
Isn't that a pterodactyl?
Yeah, pterodactyl.
The P is silent?
Yeah.
Why do we stop asking each other?
Are you like a dinosaur freak or something?
No, I'm just wondering.
Are you Ross?
Wait, we never.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Thank you for asking. The T-Rex, only because I have a cookie jar with them on it. Do you remember an Instagram channel called Purple Crumbs?
Mm-mm.
It's extremely vulgar, but it's a talking T-Rex.
Okay.
And it's hysterical.
Is it still a thing?
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it.
Look into it.
Yeah, we might have to share that on the
No. We'll be off the air in seconds. Lights will get shut off mid-show. Don't do that. If you're listening, you should definitely check out Purple Crumbs. It's hysterical.
Hey, it's that time. We got to go on a music break. When we come back off the music break, what are we doing, Rob?
We are talking to Hometown Heroes.
So whatever you do, stay with us, don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA, the ACE Train Show.
Buddy, my name is Ryan Timmermans, and I am the founder of Veterans Off Grid, and you are listening to the ACE Train Show.
Okay, and we are back in your...
Yeah.
And we are back, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the ACE Train Show. I was trying to get there over there, that camera. There we go. Heads up, 7-Up.
What's that?
Okay. I was setting Roddy up there. So we are back, and we... There, Larry, can you hear us?
Because now we can see you. Larry, Lawrence!
So we're going to bring the Zoom in, and hopefully we can figure out... Can you hear us, bud?
Lawrence, Larry, can you hear us?
He evidently is having a hard time with the audio. We're sorry. We're having technical difficulties on his end.
Audio.
And you know, if we need to, we can.
I'm texting him right now.
Okay, I was gonna say if we need to, we can call him on the studio phone.
Just a studio phone.
What? Mm-hmm. I can see, but no. What a phone call.
70.
Be easier. And I can give you his phone number. I got it right here.
Yeah, let's air that. Yeah, let's air it out to everybody in the world.
It's 303.
Okay, hold on.
867.
Hold on. So I'm just going to go ahead and close this out and
going to dial him up.
Call him, and you don't have to give me the number. Just go ahead and type in the number there, man.
Oh, you let me touch the computer?
Yeah.
I got to admit, I feel kind of special.
Oh.
What would be funny is if this is not a real phone number.
Don't even mess it up.
Could be kind of fun.
Okay. All right. So we'll give him a call.
Ron's Pizza.
We're not doing a prank call.
Well, we could be.
Hello?
All right, Larry, I think we got you now. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us is Larry. He is the founder and the owner of Hometown Heroes. Basically going out and hunting and stuff. So I'm going to – it's Larry, right?
Do you go by Larry or Lawrence?
Yeah, I go by Larry. Just one correction. I'm actually the state director out here in Colorado. Our founders are actually in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
A group of guys that started it. Minnesota, yeah.
You're darn tootin'.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Larry. So tell us about Hometown Heroes. So you're the state director in Colorado. Where in Colorado are you? Like, are you down Springs area, Denver area?
I am. I'm stationed out in Fort Carson, so I live here in Colorado Springs.
Very cool. Very cool. So tell us about Hometown Heroes. What is it that Hometown Heroes does?
All right. So we are a 501c3 organization, nonprofit organization that takes out veterans, active duty military, reserves, National Guard, and law enforcement out on free outdoor activities, hunting, fishing, kayaking, camping, you name it. We put up a lot of trips. We try to get them out, as many people as we can get out. Our organization is about 3 years old. We're actually pretty brand new, but we're growing really fast. We just incorporated another state, so we have 9 states that are incorporated into our organization now.
Wow.
And, we have just incorporated Texas, which is a big state. That's like 5 states in one, really. We got out there. They're going to have 2 state directors out there that are going to be supporting that because it is so big out there. But, yeah, so that's what we do. And it's a simple thing. You go on Facebook to the private page where the veterans and the law enforcement members can sign up. And anytime there is a trip that is put on by our staff, they can sign up for that trip, and if they get selected to go, they go on a free trip.
Very nice. What does that entail? That's so, like, if I've never been hunting before, what is that? What do you help us out with?
Say that last part again.
So let's just say hypothetically, I've never been hunting. That's not true. what do you call it? What exactly do you help me out with? Do you like point me towards a deer, point me towards an elk, point me towards a fish? Do you supply the fishing poles and the hunting rifles, or what do you guys supply?
Yeah, so you don't have to have anything to do any of these trips. We will make sure that whatever trip that you select that you want to go on, that we will make sure that you have the proper equipment to go on that trip. So it doesn't matter. For example, we have a trip coming up in Texas. It's with Cap Rock Waterfowl, ran by Jonathan Underwood. He's also a member of our organization. We are doing a sandhill crane hunt for 2 days during the day, and then at night we're going to be hunting hogs with thermals.
Wow.
So you don't have to bring rifles to that at all, because they are going to supply all the rifles with the thermals for that night. Plus, they're putting up the lodging for us as well.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and somebody doesn't have a shotgun, for example, for the waterfowl, you know, shooting the sandhill cranes, got to have a shotgun. If they don't have one, we'll make sure they get one. Like, I own, like, 4 shotguns myself. So if somebody doesn't have a shotgun, I'll bring an extra shotgun. But we make sure they get what they need.
Can you eat sandhill crane? I've never had a sandhill crane for dinner.
They call them the ribeye of the sky.
Really?
It's supposed to be quite good.
I had no idea. Where in Texas is this going to happen?
This will be down by Lubbock.
Oh, okay.
So about 7 hours from the springs here.
Oh, all right. Very nice. So, and what about, you bring up a great point. What about transportation? Do you guys help folks out with transportation, or is it kind of get yourself there and then we'll hook you up with the hunt?
It is exactly that. Like I said, it's just hunting and fishing. It's whatever trip you sign up for. Mm-hmm. We don't normally pay for transportation. There's 2 things that we don't normally cover. So when I say free, it's generally free. So the 2 things that we don't cover generally are transportation,
uh-huh,
and we don't cover the licenses to do the hunting or fishing.
Ah,
you have
okay.
to pay for that yourself.
Got it. And I was just going to ask that. So like if someone comes to, say, Colorado and goes out with you, do they have to have like a hunter safety course completed, and do they have to have a tag?
Yeah, they have to meet the state's requirements, so that's something they're going to have to look up. We, of course, will help them with that. So if you were to get selected for a trip, okay, we would put everybody onto a message board, and we would label that trip on that message board. All the information that we're going to put out goes across that message board. So, for example, licensing, what type of shells you should bring, those types of things. A lot of times we even supply some people. We've been on a duck hunt, for example, that Federal, the company Federal for shotgun shells,
uh-huh,
gave us like 8 cases of shells and covered it.
Oh, wow.
For the duck hunters.
Oh,
yeah.
That's super
so we do
cool.
have a lot of people that do that. Yeah.
That is super cool.
But in the event we just run through everything and we have the guide. If we have an outfitter like Cap Rock Waterfowl, for example, that donates this trip, they will also be added to the message board, so anybody can ask questions that I might not be able to answer as the staff member. So we make sure we get them there and that they get what they need. So
very cool. I get a lot of messages from folks asking how they can get started on with hunting and things like that. And so, yeah, that's definitely an excellent way for me to – I'll send people your direction. That's great to hear.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're kind of Hometown Hero Outdoors is on a little bit of a hiatus just because of the COVID-19 virus right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we, I myself, for example, I might not do a Hometown Hero Outdoors event set up right now, but let's say I'm a big waterfall guy. So I brought my boat. I'm a big ice fishing guy. I brought 3 fish houses with me. I bought enough gear to outfit 10 people on an ice fishing trip. So I'm still going to do trips. So if I do a trip, I'll just post up and say, hey, does anybody want to come with me? If you want to learn how to waterfall hunt, if you want to learn how to ice fish, I've got openings, come along, you know, a lot of people do that. It isn't just about like the staff members themselves setting up trips, but you'll have all sorts of people get on there. Hey, I'm going out pheasant hunting. I want to take a veteran out with me, whatever the case may be. And you see a lot of that on our page.
Yeah, ice fishing, I don't grasp the concept. I don't get it.
I'm from Minnesota, so.
Oh, yeah, that's your gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Grumpy Old Men, you know, that was filmed up there.
How did you yourself get involved with Hometown Heroes?
This is actually kind of a funny story. So I PCS'd to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's
and
too
I was
bad.
There. No, I enjoyed it. I loved it. Yeah, I did. I actually did love it. It was a pretty good gig. I can't really complain. So I PCS there, and I kept getting messages from actually old recruits that I put in the Army when I was a recruiter. And they kept sending me, hey, we know you're a big hunter, fisherman, Sergeant Holitsky. You got to check out this organization. They're pretty new, but they're a bunch of awesome guys. So after they sent me about 5 or 6 of these messages, I joined as a member. I was like, you know what? I'll check it out. So I joined as a member, went on there, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. They actually do quite a few trips. I was surprised for being as new as they were. So I offered up hey, I know I'm just a member, but I like to duck hunt. If somebody wants to learn how to duck hunt, I got room for one. I'll take a guy out. Well, the guy I ended up taking out happened to be the state director for Wisconsin for Hometown Hero Outdoors, and that was his first time waterfall hunting.
Oh, wow.
And he got his first duck out there. He shot a pintail, which was a duck that I hadn't even shot yet, but he got that on his first time out, and he was instantly addicted, and then he asked me to be a staff member, and from there, I ended up being the co-state director for Wisconsin, and then when I PCS'd out here to Colorado, I ended up being the state director out here.
Very nice. Well, that's outstanding. I'm glad to hear it. And get to the important part. How was the duck? Was it delicious?
The other duck's always good. It's always good.
So we have people that are listening right now that are A, interested in participating in this, and other people that are B, interested in supporting this. So if, let's say, I'm a veteran listening to the H-Train show right now, I don't know why anyone would, how do they get involved with Hometown Heroes? How can they get signed up for a hunt?
Okay, so we have a private and a public page. They just have to look. If they just do a search of Facebook, put in Hometown Hero Outdoors, not Heroes, but Hero Outdoors, there will be a private page that pops up that has like a black background that says Hometown Hero Outdoors.
Okay.
They will just click on there that they want to join it. They have to meet the requirements, which means you have to be a veteran in good standing. You have to be either in the military already or law enforcement. So when they join up, there'll be 3 questions on there to validate. You know, I think one of them's like, what was your MOS or where were you stationed kind of thing. And they ask those 3 questions. Like, what was your post, for example? So police officers or law enforcement would put wherever they work or worked. And then they just validate it. We have members that actually run that website, so they'll validate it. And then they're in. And we have also a public page that they can go ahead and just like that too as well, share it with everybody. We put a lot of our trips on there, our after trips. You know, afterwards we put those on there, show what we've been doing for the community and for our organization. That'll go on there. But that's how they sign up essentially right there, and then it just gets approved. And from there they can just start scoping around and looking at some of the trips that we got coming up. Like I said, right now we're a little bit on a hiatus. Colorado Springs was booming. Like when I got here, and this will move into the next question that you have. When I got here, outfitters, I just went on and I started posting all over the different hunting pages, the different veteran pages. Hey, this is my organization. I'm bringing it to you to call, not my organization, our organization. I'm the state director here and I want to get more people involved. So I started blasting it all over social media, and I had outfitters actually contacting me saying they wanted to help support. So So right away, the first 4 weekends, I got here October 10th. Every weekend after that, since I've been here, I've taken veterans out hunting or fishing.
Oh, so you're a new Colorado resident. Welcome to the state. Welcome to God's country.
Yes, I'm brand new here. Yeah, very this nice. Is great out here. I'm not going
to
lie.
You know how to drive in the snow, right?
I'm from Minnesota and Wisconsin. I know how to drive in the snow.
Then you can stay.
Yep.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, what was there, 10 accidents? 10 accidents. It was a sprinkle of snow and there were 10 accidents.
Exactly.
In Colorado Springs. I was like, wow.
Now, I had a question for, like, the participants. I know that you take veterans and you take civilians. Is there any program that you guys cover that takes care of veterans that have, like, a disability?
Okay, so we don't specifically, as Hometown Hero Outdoors, say, hey, we have a specific target audience when it comes to veterans. Mm-hmm. However, on that note, we as the staff members do set up disabled hunts with veterans who contact us. So, for example, I work with another organization called the United Special Sportsmen Alliance, USSA, out of Wisconsin. I was able to get 3 of our members that were disabled out on a pheasant/deer hunt. And they tagged out on deer, so they went on a pheasant hunt too. They got a pretty good time doing that.
Wow.
And then I worked with that organization. But I also, just recently here, we had a veteran come up and said, hey, I'm wheelchair bound. I can't get out. So we set up a hunt with that individual. I got in contact with a couple of our guys that have donated their time taking veterans out here since I've been in Colorado. I got in contact. They said they'd love to. And so we set up a trip specifically for that disabled soldier and veteran. And we were going to take him up there out to Delta, Colorado, do some awesome waterfall hunting. Unfortunately, he had called and canceled because he had forgotten that he'd already had previous plans with another organization. Because he's the guy that was going is also a staff member for the Colorado Disgruntled Vets. So we're going to take him out there and we're going to reschedule with him. Though we're going to get him back out. So we do those things too as well. You know, we try to get special hunts like that set up. So
excellent. So let's say that I am a multimillionaire listening to the H Train show right now. Someday it could happen. Stop laughing. How can I donate and support your organization?
Well, of course, you can go to our website. You can find our website. Look our website up. You can donate directly there. If it's through PayPal or whatever, you can donate cash donations. If you want to support our organization through other means, as far as, hey, I know, you know, because I work with people who donate lodging, for example. St. George Island Resorts this is a good example of it. St. George Island Resorts in the Gulf of Mexico in southern Florida there by Apalachicola donated a $2.5 million home to us to stay in while we deep sea fished for 4 days out in the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful. They're going to do it again. They were going to do it again this December, but of course we had to put some of these trips on hold. We're planning on trying to reschedule for January if things start to calm down a little bit, but they are on hold. They said absolutely they'd get us a house. They're an awesome, awesome resort out there. And we work, so if they want to do something like that, they just have to get in contact with our staff members, and they can get in contact with me too as well. I'm on that page constantly, so.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, Larry.
It's been a great organization. I got to give props to the guys that set it up. They really put their heart and souls into it, and it got moving pretty quick, so.
Well, we are coming to the end of our time with you, so hold on 1 second while H-Train mashes a few buttons here.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
So, today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. Smart. Aggressive. Compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby.
Okay, so I messed up totally
you did,
there.
You
I'm
did
sorry.
Not. You're good. You're good. Hey, you're doing great. Larry, so this is your time to shine. The next 2 minutes, we may have glossed over a point you wanted to make. We may have missed a question. We may have skipped over something that you wanted to talk about that we didn't give you the chance to talk about. Take the next 2 minutes and talk about whatever you want to regarding Hometown Hero Outdoors.
All right. So the whole point in this organization is to combat our law enforcement and our veteran suicide, the 22 that we talk about all the time. Whether we're outdoors hunting, whether we're outdoors fishing, whether it's camping, barbecues with family, this organization is one of the biggest families that I've had the great pleasure of being a part of, right? I think that the way that they reach out for those soldiers that and those veterans and those law enforcement that really need us is really important. We've had members reach out to us, and I think that this organization not only reaches out and touches families and brings families closer and helps us support each other, but it really does save lives. So if you ever feel like you just want to get away and get away from it all and you just need the camaraderie of like-minded people, we're the organization you got to come to.
Larry, can't thank you enough for coming on the Ace Train Show and talking about Hometown Hero Outdoors. We really appreciate your time. We really appreciate what you're doing for the veteran community. Please stay in touch with us here on the Ace Train Show and Military Broadcast Radio. If there's anything we can do to support your organization, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks a lot for coming on. We appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that was a terrific interview. Thank you for setting that up for us, Rob.
Well, we just
appreciate it.
We just get so many messages, people asking about going hunting and how they can get started and things like that. And that sounds like an excellent place to kind of get your foot in the door. And if you've never been and kind of learn, all you got to do is get the tag, and they'll teach you the rest of it. So
right. Well, so if you didn't know, our time to the second hour is here. So we're going to go on a music break. And when we come off of that music break, it is our favorite. It's the What the Segment. So if you want to hear a really good segment, stay tuned.
You're doing great, intern. We appreciate your contribution.
All right, we'll be right back right here. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
Hey, this is Corey Brunson, and you are listening to the Ace Train Show.
All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You are listening to the Ace Train Show live on Monday night. Monday. It's me and Rob.
And
the intern.
Swiss.
Hold on.
Hey.
We muted again.
Did it to him again. All right. I love that keeps happening. That is my favorite part. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh. Well, we had a rag on you. Because
why? Tell them why.
Because it was your last night on the Ace Train Show.
I thought it was what we were talking about outside.
We boot you so that you start doing your shows and stuff like that.
Your ratings are about to go down.
Dude, I'm here. It already went down.
Well, we can have negative numbers?
Right.
Does that mean we owe people listening? How does that work? Do we have to pay them or something?
I don't know.
We can figure it out later.
Yeah. I'm like, how does that work exactly?
Oh, man. But, you can come visit and help out with the show.
Just don't touch anything.
You know.
Just stay out of the
But
studio.
It's one of those times where, you know, I have to set my kid
baby bird's got to leave the nest.
Yeah, you got to leave the nest. You got to do your thing. But,
fly, bitch.
But I'm looking forward to your show, man. I think it's going to be good. I really do.
Yeah, I think you know, well, improvements
he's
every day.
He's that close to OBS.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's really good.
Is that pregnancy test thing?
Yeah. It's been about 4 days.
Talking about pregnancy, Terry. Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Time for the 2-minute warning?
It's a cool tat, man.
Oh.
For real. Thank you, bro. You
yeah. see so, the what the moment?
No regrets.
That's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter.
No way.
not me.
I love him.
Not even.
I think he's great. Okay. Maybe. I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing ever created.
You know, I bet there's people that tune into the show just to watch that and then leave.
I would.
Yeah.
Let's check the readings. And yeah, probably, yeah. Looks like it there.
See that spike.
Yeah, you get that one spike. Oh, they're doing the what the?
Oh, let me turn.
What are they talking about? Who cares?
So the what the today, I saw this over the weekend during Thanksgiving. This gentleman, he wrestles an alligator to save his puppy.
What an awesome video.
And we
are dog lovers
we
here.
We have a video right now. Let's take a look.
Now, is intern going to get it to work out?
This is the moment Richard Wilbanks wrestles an alligator to save his dog's life.
He just came out like a missile.
The sound of his puppy's cries are too upsetting, so we're not sharing it.
They're like children to us.
Wilbanks pried open the gator's mouth and saved his dog, Gunner.
He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
Even after being dragged underwater in the jaws of a gator, Gunner is doing just fine.
And I was able to save Gunner's life.
But how did this terrifying encounter get recorded? The answer, a partnership between the Florida Wildlife Federation and the F-Stop Foundation.
The video was jarring.
Meredith Budd is the regional policy director at the Florida Wildlife Federation. They typically capture videos of things like deer or bobcats, not this, and it's all part of a campaign called Sharing the Landscape.
We live on a shared landscape. We don't just want to tolerate wildlife, but rather we want to thrive with wildlife on a shared landscape.
Their goal is to help people appreciate and understand the wildlife they live near, and by doing so, help reduce the conflicts that can sometimes happen between people and nature.
It gives us a new appreciation. We do need to be aware they are wild animals. They're not here for our benefit. We're very lucky to share the space with them.
Gunner's now a little hesitant getting near the water, but because Wilbanks calls this a learning experience, he's keeping Gunner away from the water now and always on a leash.
Keep your guard up. Enjoy, but don't get too close.
I hope that he has taught that dog to fetch him beers. And that,
hold on, there you go, Rob. We're back.
I hope that dude has taught that dog how to fetch beers, and that he never has to get out of the chair for his own beer ever again.
I know, right?
That dog is like, hey, man, whatever you need, I got it for you. Need that cigar lit? I got you covered, man.
That dog's gonna remember that.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, I'm a dog lover. I know you are too. I don't know if you're a dog or
a
cat
person.
I have
a husky.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So I think pretty much any one of us would. Do, you know, wrestle our dog from the jaws of a bear or whatever.
100%. I'd fight a kangaroo.
That's another. I loved that video, too. And that dude throws that right cross, and the look on that kangaroo's face, like,
wait a minute.
What the hell just happened?
What was that?
Yeah. That is another awesome video.
Agreed. Yeah, if you guys don't know about it, like a kangaroo a little while ago, like put a dog in like a chokehold and was starting to choke it.
Yep.
Guy on the side of the road sees it and just right hooks this kangaroo and then is like, wait, what?
Where was that? Where did it happen?
It's got to be Australia, right? That's where kangaroos are?
I think.
Or is it Florida?
I wanted to see if that was going to be
or
your
is it Florida?
That was Nebraska, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure I've seen
it. I think it was at Joe Exotic's ranch.
I have a buddy so there's a tiger rescue or a big cat rescue here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy lives right next to it. And I'm like, you have a little kid.
Is it in Arvada?
I don't want to say. He's listening to the show right now, as a matter of fact. But yeah, can you, like, you know, hey, kid out there playing in the sandbox. And
Kim, come back in. There's a bobcat.
Yeah. Exactly. And there's, you know, there's a Bengal tiger standing behind your kid, like, yummy, look delicious.
Licking it.
Get me some baby.
Right. Eating good
tonight. Oh, man. Oh, my. We talk about this a lot. Wow, dude.
Deep pull.
We talk about that a lot on this show, like animals, like people not respecting the space. Didn't we do the cougar thing like a month or so ago where the guy was walking in the woods and there was the cougar chasing him down the trail?
Oh, yeah, are you talking about the hiker that beat up a mountain lion?
That was a year or so ago, but that was here in Colorado as well. Maybe 2 years. No, probably 2 months ago or so, and we even did a segment on it where the guy was walking down the trail and there's a mountain lion like chasing him down the trail,
right.
And he's like, no, bad kitty, get away, kitty. And I was in hysterics. I'm like, is this Cartman like getting chased by a
goodness?
It was just, I mean.
And then a listener sent us a video of the woman cougar.
Yeah. So an over 40 young lady like chasing this dude down the trail, and you're like, all right,
get away.
Get away, kitty. Hey, baby.
That's good.
That was pretty funny. Aww.
See, this is the reason our producer has a hard time writing us. Like today she came in. So today she came in, and you could totally tell that she's basically saying that we derailed the show, because she's like, you know, for next week.
She tries to come up with like reasonable stories that we should be talking about. We're like, no. We want the duck with one wing.
She's talking about bringing talking points for being
wrong. No, we want the duck with one wing that only can fly in a circle and can't go fly south.
Duckling story?
Yeah. We're gonna run
that one. I'm like, she's totally saying that we're derailing.
So she's listening right now. I've got her on. She's listening, and I know she's like slamming her face in her keyboard right now. I hate them both.
She's on the way.
Yeah, exactly. She's sharpening knives as we speak. I'm gonna take the fillet off the chunky one. Oh my gosh, people around here work so hard, and we just ruin it for them.
Oh man,
like interns, for example.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I know.
That was
people
so funny.
Work too hard around here, and we just
Amanda
ruin it.
Does great with the show prep.
I'm
amazed. Yeah. Well, when she came tonight and said, I need to give talking points to you, Rob, I knew that meant we derailed the show, and we, you know. That's good.
You can't take two guys with head injuries and try to keep them on track. That's not going to happen the way you're picturing it. It's not going to go the way you're hoping. All right, I want you to talk about this, that, and the other thing. And look, the kitty is swallowing the dog. The alligator's trying to eat the puppy dog.
The squirrel's water skiing.
That's exactly what happened.
So in an attempt to get us back on track, your dog, you have one.
I have several, actually, but go ahead.
In Florida, it gets attacked by an alligator. Are you going to do the same thing that this guy did?
I wouldn't have to. So my dog's name is Murph. And if you haven't seen the pictures, my wife is... That is her baby. Murph is her dog. There's no question. Murph is her dog. He is a black lab mix.
Okay.
We think he's got a little bit of pit bull or something in him.
Your hunting buddy?
What's that?
Is he your hunting buddy?
No, we wanted to make him a duck hunting dog, but... He's very – my daughter teaches him – he's very smart. My daughter teaches him all kinds of cool little tricks. He can do all kinds of rollovers and
– oh, that's cool.
He does all kinds of weird tricks. He does all kinds of weird stuff. But, yeah, if heaven forbid Murph is walking along the shore of Florida somewhere and out comes like 13-foot-long dinosaur, steps out of the water and is like, oh, I'm going to eat that. You're going to see one – alligator getting its ass handed to it. My wife would go full
So your wife would do it before you even...
I wouldn't have a chance to move.
Okay, let's
she
say...
She would wreck that alligator.
Let's say your wife is cooking
She'd be wrapping up her knuckles and... Ring the bell! Ring the bell!
Let's say that your wife is in the house cooking and you have to take the dog out.
Mm-hmm.
And Murph is right there, gets gaveled by an alligator.
I would have to. Do you know what my wife would do to me if I came home and told her Murph just got ate by a dinosaur? Oh, dude, I'd get my butt handed to me. Absolutely. Right. And so I'm going to get myself a new pair of boots. That's happening. That is absolutely happening. I'm not saying that I'm going to put up the fight like that homeboy did. He went all in. That dude was like underwater and stuff, yeah, trying to find the alligator.
Like a little baby croc, though, you know, baby croc, baby dog. But yeah, he went full bore.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he went all in. Mm-hmm. What do the kids call it? Full send.
Yeah, full send it.
He absolutely did.
He went full retard.
So what about you? You're taking Barrett for a walk along the seashore, keeping in mind that Barrett is completely blind.
You're right.
Are you going like, you know, you had a good run. Good luck to you.
There's no question, dude. I would be there like as soon as that happened. As soon as that happened. Heck, if somebody like bumps into my dog or steps on its tail, like,
who the heck would step on Barrett's tail?
Oh,
what?
I did not.
Why do you abuse your dog?
I opened the door, and he runs into it. That's totally not my fault.
That's a different thing.
That is different.
He's completely, he's like stone cold blind, doesn't know the door is there.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah. Whenever you hear the dog whimper, your heart sinks, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, right? I'm sorry.
Right? And he's like, rrr. So I'm like holding him close because...
He just face planted a door.
What else do you do? You know, if something drastically happened when I was young, I remember my mom would grab me and like hold me real tight.
And Barrett's the nicest dog on the planet. He's so sweet. He is. So yeah,
Barrett's pretty cool.
He is. I like Barrett.
Okay.
I like waving my hand in front of Barrett to see if he like notices it. Yeah, that's exactly what he does right there. I love that dog.
So if an alligator grabbed Barrett, then all three of us will be doing the axe smash and crush.
How old is that dog now?
He's 12.
That is an old dog, man. I love that dog. He is awesome. He's got a lot of personality.
Boy. I'm going to totally lose it.
Oh,
when he dies.
God, we're going to shut this building down for a month and a half if anything happens to Barrett.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
Right?
Let's not imagine. Yeah, well, like I said, Murph would be the exact same way. Uh-oh, what's that? What's the matter? Ha! I guess we know who that is.
Is that the producer?
that's Amanda digging into us. Uh-oh. We love you, Amanda. You're doing a great job.
We're having technical difficulties.
Anything you heard, it was all H-Train. Oops. Uh-oh. We are definitely dog lovers. I mean, it's
100%.
Not that I have anything against cats, but like my son adopted a cat for a while, and my thing was like,
my eyes are all itchy around cats. I'm not a fan. I'm like, no thanks.
That cat would look at you and be like, oh, is this precious to you? You like this? Oh, I'm gonna piss on it. Is that cool?
I'm gonna break it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it looks like it's on an edge.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, is this something you love? Oh, your grandmother's ashes? Wham!
Can it land on its feet like me?
Yeah.
I hate cats.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's not too many movies that shows cats being positive. That should tell you something right there.
Yeah.
There's a couple cats I like that like friends have or whatever. Yeah. I don't think I will ever own one.
We did a review of the movie Cats, the new animatronic or whatever you want to call it, where they got dressed up. Mm-hmm. You should check it out, man. It's your kind of movie. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Dude, you should definitely. What are you laughing about, man?
Yeah, what? What do you mean, though, by like my kind of movie?
Oh, man.
It's a great movie, dude. Taylor Swift.
That mean? You were like,
no.
We did the review.
It's got Taylor Swift in it.
The cat butthole trailer was better.
Isra Elba is in that movie. I mean, some big names in that movie.
So Taylor Swift is a cat?
And they show her butthole.
I get to see her butthole?
Isn't everybody...
That's a cat thing, though, right?
Yeah, that is a cat thing, where they show everybody their buttholes.
What's up, T-Swift?
So, you sure we're not going to get picked up by that Christian station?
Right? So, a great radio station, they reached out. They wanted to have our show on their station, and I'm like...
I love that we're in a position to be like, that's not a good idea.
I'm like, you won't like us. I'm like, maybe if we send you like the interview, we could do that.
We
could
do some segments.
I don't want to say we're not your kind, but
we have kind of a raunchy humor sometimes.
What is it, Jeff Foxworthy? Here's your sign.
Yeah, that literally. Yeah. So yeah, when they he was just telling me about this on the music break, and he's like, oh, this station Josh was. I'm like, have they never heard our show? They have not listened before.
Oh,
they
you guys
sent you
are vets,
even.
Yeah. Let's host you.
Veterans. We love veterans.
They want to help veterans.
Great people. people. What do you talk about?
Right,
the
cat's
buttholes for 37 minutes?
I could just see it. Have you ever seen the movie? And, of course, I know we're going on the rail.
Amanda is so mad right now. That is so awesome, dude.
Seen the movie Ladies Man?
Maybe.
Where he's on this Christian thing and he's eating a sandwich and he's like, oh, you like missionary? Oh, let me tell you about this missionary. And he started talking to this guy. He's like, eating a sandwich. And, he's like, and then, you know, going to, and that's what made me think of, you know, right here, we're talking and we send them the show and they're listening to it. And
then spitting coffee out.
Yeah. Because they're like, did he just say that?
Cat's buttholes.
I believe this is what going off the rails looks like.
What did I do?
What you're doing right this second.
I mean, we can make it a hard left, though.
Yeah, we're
steering right, but we can make it a hard left.
We can bring it all the way back. Who doesn't love dogs, huh? Focus, kids. Focus.
So, alligators.
Yeah, alligators.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
Make the best boots. Yeah. Who wants a new belt? Is that alligator skin? Why, yes, it is.
Notice
the dog fur lining.
Yeah. Whoa, PETA, bro.
Sorry, PETA, if you're listening.
All right, so I think we all can agree we would attack alligators.
We would do the 100%. Same.
100%. Yeah. But, you know, the thing
I think my husky has a shot, though.
Taking it on?
100%. It's a husky. It's a wolf.
That size alligator, yes.
Before you say that, yeah, I was going to say.
Normal croc. Mm.
I'm amazed at how fast those alligators are.
Yeah.
We went on vacation in Florida, and, you know, we were still driving by in a bus. Still kind of freaks you out, though. You know, when it, like, comes up, and it looks like it's going to bite.
For a very short time.
Just hold its mouth closed.
I was a trainer in the Army, and we got sent down to Florida to train the Florida National Guard before their deployment. And we were there for like a month and a half. And all I wanted was to try alligator. I'm from Connecticut, man. We don't have alligators in Connecticut. I want to eat an alligator. And we went to a couple different restaurants. And they had like the alligator nuggets and stuff like that. You didn't think it was real alligator. Like, I don't believe you. And we were talking about this one day in class. And one of the Florida rednecks is like, "Sarn, I got you." I'm like, okay. And we just thought he like was going to come in with like, hey, here's a coupon to go to this restaurant. They serve real alligator.
And he just filleted him.
That is not what happened. That is not what happened. He comes back at lunchtime, and he's like, "Sarn Williams, come on down. I want to show you something." And that dude had an alligator in the back of his truck, all duct taped up with the mouth and whatnot. And there were other people in this unit that were like Florida game commissioners. And they were like, "Yeah, hey,
WGF, bro,
you got to get rid of that thing, dude.
Like, you got to catch and release."
And he's like, "We can grill it up right now." And the alligator's like slamming around in the back of his truck and whatnot. We're like, "This is not going to end well." My buddy Mark Timon was there, and I probably should have said that out loud. My buddy Mark was there, and he was like, "Dude, what have you done?" And
I'm like, "What?" I'm out of here.
Close your mouth. Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Exactly. It was super fun.
Have you tried alligator then? Did you ever get to try it?
No, the alligator nuggets is all we ever had, and it was, yeah.
Kind of like Rocky Mountain oysters, right?
I've had that.
My dad tricked me when I was younger into them. Thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, it
tastes like chicken.
It's not bad at all, is it? Yeah, exactly. People make a huge deal about it.
It's the stigma once you find out what they are, and then you're like,
But if you've had it, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have you had alligator?
I was close, but no.
I've had alligator like twice.
Like steaks? Like real, an alligator filet? Or?
I had one. There's an Outback Steakhouse, and I don't know if it's like,
overrated.
I don't know if it's the Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It could be like the generic kind, but it was in Branson, Missouri. I had it there.
You're getting alligator in Missouri?
Well, it said it was alligator.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay. So I ate it. You didn't think much of it. And then when me and my wife, we went to Disneyland in the Florida area.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's Disney World.
Uh-huh.
I get them mixed up.
I had alligator. And you definitely knew it was alligator because you had to pay extra. And it was very kind of like spicy. Really? I don't know if that was because of the area it was in, because our hotel theme was New Orleans.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was because it was in that, or if alligator, you know, with the right ingredients, can really spice it up.
I'm sure you can make anything good. Have you watched Meat Eater on Netflix?
Oh, I watch it all the time. That's my Sunday morning ritual.
Great show.
Love that show.
Like when they were making squirrel and stuff, it's like, I kind of want to try it.
And now you want to eat. Right.
Let's go shoot some squirrel.
Well, we've got to have listeners that are either A, currently stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, or at some point in their life have been stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, and have had alligator. I would think.
Reach out. Contact us.
Yeah, well, this is.
Yes.
And you can send us some gators.
Exactly.
720-619-0627.
I've been to Fort Polk, but only for training, so I wasn't there long enough to, like, make friends and go find myself some alligator. So, but this is like a goal in life. I want to try alligator.
I thought you made friends with anybody, Rob.
I do, but there weren't a lot of people. Have you ever been to Fort Polk?
I have not.
There's not much
I've never
there.
Been to Louisiana, so.
It's actually kind of a cool state. It's not a bad place at all. Once you get past, like, the bugs.
Yeah. I grew up by a lake. I'm used to, like, mosquitoes and stuff. I'm sure it's different bugs, but I'm used to it.
I had a good time in Louisiana. It wasn't bad at all. But my buddy Anthony was there, and he hates that state. Yeah. But he was there for three years.
Is that
years.
Like everyone hating 29 Palms for the most part?
Yeah, it's very, very similar.
All right.
Well, we're going to go on our next music break, and when we come off of that music break,
we'll stay on topic.
We'll be talking a very serious story about a woman with a brain injury, cancer, however you want to say it. But we're going to be talking about her. So grab the Kleenex and stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show.
My name is Renee Marcoux. I'm the creator and co-founder of A Warrior's Oasis, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
Alright, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show, and we're rotating our interns, and I made sure that the mic is on. We didn't mute it.
Did but, you?
No, we didn't mute it, but Roddy is,
hear me?
Roddy is here. Now, the story, I don't know if you remember it, and we're going to play the video, Rob, but it was about a woman that was married, and she had been diagnosed with brain cancer. And we're going to talk about the reason why she chose what she did. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the ugly truth.
Ugly.
I don't think we should talk about the ugly truth.
All right, so the ugly truth, as you heard, we didn't say it was brought to you by anybody. So, we're looking for sponsors. Now, NBR has done great this year.
Yes, they have.
But
an amazing board, lots of interested people, excellent interns.
But we get more and more veterans, and like Roddy, he is a veteran. He started here, and we need moolah to get these guys squared away. Now, if you would like to adopt Roddy.
I didn't realize you were up for adoption. Well, that's cool.
Let us know. Roddy is looking for Sam's program. I mean, we're talking at least $2,000 worth of, you know, gear and stuff. But
it costs money to make a not-for-profit run.
Yeah.
And keep these veterans moving and get them set up with the gear they need. And it ain't cheap.
Exactly. And Roddy's got a new face mask. Are we selling these now?
No, not yet. But we're going to get them in mass production. So
Right there, man. Come on.
There we go. There.
Say, adopt me.
So there
adopt
you
an
go.
Intern today, folks. Adopt
yes.
For just 60 cents a day, the price of a cup of coffee, you too can feed a hungry intern.
So that's awesome. If you're a business and you want to sponsor, how we do that is you donate $1,000 to NBR. And NBR, we play your show promo for at least 19 times a day. Literally, no joke. And when we have shows like this, and we're going to have more shows coming up once they learn this, then your commercial will air on video during the DJ shows too. You're not going to get that anywhere for less than $1,000 a year. So that's pretty cheap.
Economical. Economical, yes, is the word we like to use. We like to use economical.
Economical.
It's an economical package for you to sponsor an intern. We like that. Like the Sawaya Law Firm, like Colorado Moto Service, all who have stepped up and decided to help us out to help our interns out.
Yes.
Made a commitment to veterans through cash.
Yes, for sure.
And we like that.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the Ugly Truth video of the who we're talking to today.
So if November 2nd comes along and I've passed, I hope my family is still proud of me and the choices I made. And if November 2nd comes along and I'm still alive, I know that we'll just still be moving forward as a family, like, out of love for each other, and that decision will come later. When people criticize me for not like waiting longer or, you know, whatever they've decided is best for me. It hurts because really I risk it every day that I wake up. And I do it because I still feel good enough and I still have enough joy and I still laugh and smile with my family and friends enough that it doesn't seem like the right time right now. But it will come because I feel myself getting sicker. It's happening each week. I still get out and do what I can. I walk with my husband. I walk with my family and my dogs. And things like that bring me the greatest feelings of health that I have these days. But really, it's been just since January 1st, since my diagnosis, it's like, health-wise, things keep just getting worse. But I guess that's what happens when you're terminally ill, is you get sicker and sicker.
It sounds so cliche. We take things one day at a time, but it's like that's the only way to get through this. You take away all of the material stuff, all the nonsense that we all seem to latch onto as a society, and you realize that those moments are really what matter.
So the worst thing that could happen to me is that I wait too long because I'm trying to seize each day, but that I somehow have my autonomy taken away from me by my disease because of the nature of my cancer. To really talk to you about the most terrifying aspects. Most recently, my most terrifying set of seizures was about a week or so ago. I had two in a day, which is unusual. And I remember looking at my husband's face at one point and thinking, I know this is my husband, but I can't say his name. And ended up going to the hospital for that one. It's a weird feeling to wake up every day and be in my body because it feels so different than it did just a year ago. To be perfectly candid, in the last 3 months, I've gained over 25 pounds. And over nothing I've put in my mouth except for prescription medications. I don't like being photographed. I don't like being filmed, and I don't like spending a lot of time looking in the mirror. And I'm not full of self-hate or loathing. It's just that my body has changed so quickly. You really kind of stop recognizing yourself in a way, and that's very personal. I think sometimes people look at me and they think, well, you don't look as sick as you say that you are. Which hurts to hear, because when I'm having a seizure and I can't speak afterwards, I certainly feel as sick as I am.
It's not my job to tell her how to live, and it's not my job to tell her how to die. It's my job to love her through it.
Well, if all my dreams came true, I would somehow survive this. But I most likely won't. So beyond that, I am. Having been an only child for my mother, I want her to recover from this and not break down, you know, not suffer from any kind of depression. And my husband is such a lovely man. I want him to, you know, I understand everyone needs to grieve, but I want him to be happy. So I want him to have a family. And I know that might sound weird, but there's no part of me that wants him to live out the rest of his life just missing his wife. So I hope he moves on and becomes a father. My goal, of course, is to influence this policy for positive change, and I would like to see all Americans have access to the same healthcare rights. But beyond that public policy goal, my goals really are quite simple, and they mostly do boil down to my family and friends, and making sure they all know how important they are to me and how much I love them.
Go. Okay. Totally screwed that one up, huh?
Dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why would we play that? That's a horrible story.
Well, you know, well, I think that one of the reasons why we played it was it's a tough subject, especially in today's in today's world, where everybody is judging everybody else for things that they've done, or things that they have said. And I think the reason why Amanda brought this up to our attention, as I mashed buttons, if you couldn't tell, I think the main reason why she did, you know, brought this up for us to talk about was, instead of people sitting there and judging, I'm not going to be able to get this side thing. There's always two sides to a coin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I heard somebody had brain cancer like that, you know, I would probably think, you know, why do you want to do this to yourself, you know, and keep, you know, judge her, all right? Because mm-hmm. I think is human bodies, that's just natural. We just judge at first. But to hear her talk about how her mind was deteriorating, I think, Amanda, the talking point that she wanted us to talk about with The Ugly Truth is basically don't judge a book by its cover. You know? Yes, yeah. This happened. I don't know how her husband is coping. This is one of those, and if you're trying to figure out what I'm doing, dude, I'm trying to figure that out as well myself. I was trying to, you know, how they got the video. Well, they got the video somewhat there, but it's not really moving like it is here. I'm trying to get what everybody on Instagram is. Yeah, so that was what I was kind of doing. Because on Instagram, you don't see everything. They're kind of getting screwed out of the whole matter. So, but I don't know. You tell me. What are your? Oh, I'm on our manager's page. Oops.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, it was nice working with NBR.
So. No kidding, right?
I appreciate the opportunity. So,
okay, so tell me, what do you guys think?
Are you going to put it up to the intern?
Oh, heck yeah, absolutely, man.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. I mean, well, that was a definitely sad story, and God knows I don't want to be in her shoes, and it's sorry to hear that she's going through that brain cancer. I mean,
do we know the end of the rest of the story? Is she still with us? She said November 2nd was her day.
Yeah.
What, do we know what the
happens to be my brother's birthday? So I'm just like, oh, it's just a story. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Now it's got personal.
It's got personal.
So do we know what the final story, rest of the story was?
They have a funeral. They have like videos of the funeral and stuff.
Oh, so she passed.
Yeah, but I think her ultimate goal during this whole journey was, you know, to change laws, because and Amanda told me that she was going to text me.
What law is she looking to get changed?
That, well, no, she, or was she got the law already changed.
Is this the right to die law?
Yeah, so I went to check, and I it doesn't show that she wrote me. She changed it. It used to be only Oregon was the state that had assisted suicide. But now there's like 4 or 5 states. So that little journey, that little exposure into her life, it helped get the word out. Okay. So
how old is that story? Because is that recent? Like this November 2nd? This girl,
I
want to
say like 3 or 4 months.
That was November 2nd.
Roddy, if you're on Instagram, can you let me know if you hear sound?
Google.
And if the video what was her name? Better?
Something Maynard?
Maynard, yeah. Laura Mailer, I believe.
Laura.
What was her name?
Maynard.
Yes. Okay.
French singer-songwriter. That's
death
not
with death because of her Death with Dignity Act.
Death with Dignity. I like that. More than
let's just get our Google on.
Yeah.
Let's all get on our.
And her name is Brittany Maynard. That's what I was looking for, Brittany Maynard. And there was two print links that I was going to print up, but when I got here to school, for some reason their printer was out. So we're kind of.
So that was from 2014.
Okay.
So it's a 6-year-old story. Brittany Lauren Maynard was an American activist with terminal cancer, decided that she would end her own life when the time seemed right, in quotes. She was an advocate for the legalization of assisted death. Born in Anaheim, California, November 19th, 1984. Reported on November 2nd, 2014 by People and various other media sources that Maynard had ended her life on November 1st, surrounded by her loved ones. In accordance with Oregon state law regarding death with dignity, a brain tumor is the official cause of death on her death certificate. Wrote in her final online post, goodbye to all my dear friends and family that I love. Today is the day that I have chosen to pass away with dignity. In the face of my terminal illness, this terrible brain cancer has taken so much from me, but would have taken so much more. So basically the story is about her. Oh, and you can donate to the fund, and that picture does not look anything like the girl that we just saw. So, yeah. Wow. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Wow. How did we get on this?
This is this is what she sent for the ugly truth. But hey, if you're not depressed enough,
yeah, hold no kidding.
On. God,
now, yeah, let's do the truth to the troops now.
Oh, here
goodness.
We go.
Oh my goodness!
All day long.
Tribute to Truth, sponsored by High Style and NXT, custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
so I don't know. I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
First Lieutenant Thomas Redgate was born in 1926. He enlisted into the Army during World War II. After World War II, he was a member of the Battery A, 48th Field Artillery Battalion, 7th Infantry Division during the Korean War. While out on patrol, his unit came under attack by enemy forces at Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. He was killed in action on December 11, 1950. His body was never recovered. 3 years later, he was presumed killed in action. Through DNA testing, Lieutenant Redgate was identified and accounted for on April 16, 2020, some 70 years later. This past Veterans Day, the city of Boston, with his family in attendance, the mayor dedicated Heroes Square in his honor. On behalf of everyone here at MBR and the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And as always, we thank you for your service and sacrifice. First Lieutenant Thomas Redgate, end of watch, December 11th, 1950.
Okay, I totally screwed that one, though. That's okay.
It's the guts and it's the glory. 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home. It's them sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
This is Kathy Hewitt from Just Our Soldiers Helpers, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Perfect.
Okay, and we are back, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. And I don't know what I've done, but I somehow have messed up the whole headphone speaker system thing.
You broke your how to be a DJ?
Maybe. I don't know what I did, but I totally messed something up. So we've had a little techie guilty thing. Well, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the 2-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, real quick, guys. What did you learn today, Rod?
Wow. blame everything on an intern.
That's exactly where yes. that.
Yeah, now you're right. giving it.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
And when so. You have your show, then you'll have your intern, and you blame it all on the intern.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to blame everything on an intern. Everything, every mistake that happened today, folks, was due to
even
my...
when I'm not here, I blame the interns. If there's traffic on the highway, that's your fault.
Yeah, it's my,
yes.
It's my bad drive.
Rob, what did you learn today?
That it's fun to watch you mashing buttons, try to figure out what's going on, and then have it all fall apart. That was super entertaining for about two minutes there.
So what I learned today was I was just reminded by that story that Amanda shared with the ugly truth. Don't judge somebody so quick. Learn a little bit about their reasoning.
No. No, I'm judging you right now.
Yeah,
I judge the people in the car in front of me.
No, man.
Take us home.
That's the show for today, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of this radio show is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice. Look at that.
Giving our veterans
finger.
A voice!
I like Roddy's giant
giving
finger.
Giving veterans
there.
A voice.